Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast also now available on Spotify. Thank you for downloading that. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it.
John says don't put this in your
hang on here.
Dating profile.
Hang on, I got it.
You could be Tina to my Ike.
Where would Tina Turner be right now if she'd rolled over and said, "Hit me again, Ike, and put some stank on it"?
That movie's not. That line is not written in the movie today, by the way. That's Liar to Liar, Jim Carrey.
I don't think it was written the first time. I'm thinking that came somewhere out of the depths of Jim Carrey's brain.
It might have, but it made the cut.
Oh, yeah.
It made the movie, you know.
Yeah, they said, that's funny.
Right.
We'll keep it in.
And that holds up to this day. I just watched that with the family here sometime recently.
You know, I just saw
it. My daughter loved it.
I told you again, I just came across, I stayed with it. It was the very beginning of the movie when they all wake up in Thailand in Hangover 2. And just to look on their faces again, like this happened again.
Yeah.
It's such a great scene. Such a great scene. This is rerunning on one of the movie channels right now. Well, thank God we weren't into internet dating. That's it. All of us, Puss and Nick, got married too. I shouldn't say too young. They might agree with that, but
I bet my wife does.
I don't want to piss off the women, but
it's still holding good. So fine.
Yeah, it's still too young, but it's okay. Good for you. You made it work. But you got married both young, so you didn't do the internet dating. Us guys, you know, been hooked up for a long time, so we don't internet date. So it's got to be tough, man. I don't even know how guys even break through. I understand. You don't want to say I'm the alpha male. I understand. You don't want to say I get a dog and I like traveling on your dime, whatever. But I don't know what you're supposed to say.
I would be lost. But hey, you want to hang out, listen to Destroyer?
And don't you think? Right. Don't you think most of those women are just looking for the great photo? That's it, you know.
And that's not coming from me.
Nope. Well, no, I mean it could, but I'm just saying that.
Yeah, you didn't have to be so quick to agree.
No, I didn't mean it that way. That's actually not what I meant at all, Puss. I came out the wrong way. I meant that. I mean, photos sometimes don't prove how good a looking a person is anyway, but I just mean that, what are you supposed to say to these women?
I have no, what? Hey, yeah. can you shave my back?
That'd be new.
Yeah.
That'd be new.
It would be different.
Maybe you find a freak if she said yes, you know.
Hope he's sarcastic. Right. No.
What was your first line to your wife at the fast food joint you worked at?
I don't even know. We'd known each other for so long.
Yeah, she don't even remember the first night. Yeah. But you knew each other not as 12-year-olds, you knew each other as, what, 17 or 18-year-olds?
Yeah, we were probably like 15, 16.
Okay,
but then we didn't start hanging out until we were like 18.
Okay, so you were just around each other, so it was easier for you. You just said, yeah, it's like, okay,
yeah. Yeah, like, hey, you know, I usually go to your house, and I go wherever. You just want to hang out together sometime.
Right.
I don't remember what the first few words I said to Christy were.
You didn't have to say anything.
Yeah, I'm guessing they were slurry.
You had the dance.
I was,
you had the moves.
The dance.
I was sober early in the evening.
I don't know about that.
You had the moves.
You
didn't need any words. Words are unnecessary.
You just said, want to dance.
No, I noticed, I knew the lead singer of the band at the bar, and she was talking to him. So I went up to the lead singer of the band, and I said, you need to introduce me to the blonde.
Yeah,
but you didn't need to say.
Hi, I'm Todd. Yeah,
that's probably my opening line. Yeah. That was probably it.
It's those moves you had.
Well, that didn't come till later. I'm trying to recall.
Oh, I thought you attracted her with your Sanda Hill crane dance.
That's right. By the way, he just calls a dance.
Right.
That's the only one he has.
We sat at a table and conversed for a little while, and I remember her friend saying,
I'm Todd.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
That's Todd of Todd and Tyler, and I think he's married.
Well, you were. Well, you were kicked out of the house.
Well, yeah. Legally, but not really.
Oh, no, he was not married, but he was married.
He'd already gotten the package.
And I'd gone to the bathroom when they were talking about me, and I came back, and I was immediately confronted with, are you still married? I said, no, we're separated.
Right.
We're done.
Been upwards of 3 weeks now. I'm ready to get back into a relationship.
I think it was a week and a half.
Yeah, it'd been a few weeks. Yeah. And no, I wasn't ready to get back into a relationship, but it happened.
Yeah. Good for you. Dancing worked.
She goes, you want to dance? Because I have a very unusual way of dancing.
Pretty sure it was.
If you want to watch it, go.
A compelling conversation.
Do you ever see Hill Crane dance too?
Can I lean on you?
That's what I say anymore. Yeah. When she wants to dance at like a wedding. Yeah,
a slow song. There and slow song. Yeah.
I'll lean on you for a little while.
Yeah. Physically, right now, emotionally, the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know that this is true, but it says here on this page in front of me that it was on this date in 1975, the first all-female hard rock band is formed.
Oh, the Runaways.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, hard rock, you know, I guess
75.
I guess I can claim that. They were kids, man.
Yep.
They were kids.
All teenagers, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Jailbait. That's how they had them dressed in, you know, lingerie on stage. And Cherry, the singer, Sherry Cherry, was like 16, and she sang in lingerie.
That's just wrong.
Yeah, unless you're 17.
Yeah. Or 15.
In 1975, it was pretty cool for us.
It was on this date in 1976. I guess I could have done Who's Older on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That the NBA merged with the ABA.
Oh, yeah. Now we're showing our age. We know the ABA, too.
Denver, Indiana,
yeah.
The Nets, and the Spurs.
Yeah, they made it over, right? But there were a bunch of other ABA
some
teams.
That didn't make it,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, there were a bunch.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot ABA teams.
Like your Kentucky Colonels.
That was it. Kentucky Colonels.
My Memphis Tams.
Tams were in it, yeah.
Pittsburgh?
There was a team called the Pittsburgh Condors years ago, but I don't know if they were actually in the ABA. I'd forgotten.
What happened to the rest of the ABA teams? They just stopped playing?
They
gone.
Yeah. The Flint Tropics? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
that's an odd name for
one.
A team
no,
from Flint.
No, it's a Will Ferrell movie.
That's semi-pro.
Man.
That's semi-pro.
Semi-pro.
Yeah.
Or semi-pro. Flint Tropics.
I know it didn't make any sense. I love the Craig said, I remember them.
I didn't.
It does sound minor league. Also, was fake.
But never once were you thinking he was lying to you.
I know.
You just thought your memory was was leaving you. Yeah.
That is generally the way it goes.
But you should always suspect that Tyler's lying.
No, I should always suspect my memory is leaving me.
Well, both.
I'm just happy I came up with that name. I've seen the movie once. Flint Tropics is pretty tough to remember.
ABC's The Bachelorette will have a black female lead for the second time in the show's history. It's been confirmed that Tayshia Adams will finally get the chance after appearing on Colton Underwood's season and Bachelor in Paradise. She's following Rachel Lindsay, who was the franchise's first ever black lead in 2003.
It'd be funny, though, if they brought her on and there was like, I think about 15, 20 guys in those shows. I forget. My wife watches those. And let's say five of them are black and the rest are white dudes. And she comes on and she goes and she hands five roses out and all the white guys have to leave. Because you know what? People are into certain people no matter who you are, you know?
Yeah.
They always have a black bachelor on these shows. And the joke is that your comedian says it's a great joke. You know, he was off quicker than the black guy on The Bachelor, you know? Because they like The Bachelor, but they never pick the black guy, you know?
So, the reason that this woman is now going
one.
To be involved...
Is there a black man coming up that's going to lead The Bachelor, too? I thought they picked
a
black guy to
do it. Well, in 03, there was Rachel Lindsay. She was the franchise's first ever black lead.
Okay. But I didn't think there hasn't been a black bachelor yet. I mean, the main guy, I mean. He gets to pick from the women.
I believe you're correct.
I think that's coming up.
Now then, they did have another bachelorette, a woman named Claire... And the reason she's not in is because she pretty much quit
They were doing this thing.
They were doing it virtually, right. In a sense.
Virtually.
She found a guy and said, "No, I'm just sticking with him. I'm not going through all this other.
I'm not going through all this other stuff.
Wow. That's the one. And screw the rest of you."
Well, she found him through literally.
The show.
Huh? She, through the show, she met this guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, virtually. Yeah, they had to stop filming because of the COVID. But she had already latched onto this guy. And so she's like, "Look, there's no sense in me doing this. I'm just quitting. I'm going with this guy." They said, "Fine, we'll bring in another one."
First of all, virtually would suck. Because one of the reasons, I've seen the guys on that show that had to get the pick between 20 girls. And they're asleep with two or three of them by the end of the show.
Sure, at least.
At least. And they're hot tubbing and sucking face with all of them.
Matt James was cast as the first Black Bachelor a couple of months ago.
Are they going to wait until COVID is over to film that? Because if you're doing virtual,
they're already doing stuff.
It's personality.
Well, you could.
Who cares?
They could make a bubble. Yeah, you could create a Bachelor bubble.
Yeah, but are they going to show people just really gnawing on each other?
Well, if they've tested,
I don't think they will. I don't think they will.
Go for it.
It's going to be sad Zoom meetings.
I know.
So if we were together, would you touch it?
Yeah. My pants. You can't tell when my pants are off.
Right.
I'd watch that if that was a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This sounds pretty good. We now get mac and cheese with Cheetos. Three different Cheetos flavors for your mac and cheese. The bold and cheesy, the flamin' hot, and the cheddar jalapeno.
Man, those flamin' hot. My son brought those home the other day, and I couldn't stop eating them, and they're hot.
I broke and bought a bag of them here, too.
They're hot, man, but they're so good.
They're really good.
I mean, they're hot enough where you can do it, but you keep going back.
But mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese Cheetos.
I know.
Or Cheeto mac and cheese.
That sounds incredible.
I'm down.
Like the Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
Yeah, Flamin' Hot is one of them. Bold and Cheesy is another one. Cheddar Jalapeno.
So the powders,
they all sound
Cheeto
good.
Flavored?
I guess.
Yeah.
Bold and Cheesy in the morning.
Right, your pouch of cheese. Instead of your pouch of cheese, you probably get the Cheeto stuff.
Yeah. With corkscrew pasta noodles. That will be available in the cup or the box format.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm down for all three of
those. Less than a dollar.
That'll be in my house.
So it's technically not macaroni and cheese. It's corkscrew pasta and cheese.
All right, I guess that would be true.
Still pasta.
It's more surface area on the noodles for the Cheeto flavor.
Good point, Nick.
I had no idea you were a pasta elitist.
Yeah. Either way.
Snob.
It's going to taste good.
Be good with those pasta that shaped like shells. See, I'm such a pasta elitist.
Yeah, the shells.
I don't even know what they're called.
Yeah, the shells.
Called. Shells?
Yeah.
Shells.
Okay. Yeah, they make those. Yeah, they're good.
But you're right, because the cheese would get inside the shell.
Yeah.
That sounds good. I'm sure stoners have been doing that forever, though. Crunching up Cheetos and putting them on top of the macaroni.
That's a total stoner snack, mac and cheese.
What's reliable? It's easy to cook.
Guess what I had for dinner last night?
Mac and cheese.
Some good restaurant mac and cheese.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
See, I just don't find that necessary.
If they homemade it there, it's fine. But a lot of the kids' stuff is, you pay for the Kraft for $8 at a restaurant for kids to eat Kraft. No, that's crap.
But, right? I mean, the box stuff at home is generally not that much worse than what you get at a restaurant.
Some of it's pretty good, man.
The stuff you get at a restaurant, it's pasta. Yeah. It's a pasta dish. Yeah.
It is, but there's something, quaint about the box stuff at home.
Right. Well, that's comfort stuff.
Yeah.
That's going back to being a kid. I wanted to eat something decent, and I really happen to like this I usually don't order mac and cheese, but this place, I like their mac and cheese.
You wanted to eat something tasty, not decent, because it's not good for you.
No, it's not good for you at all, but it's great.
But it's good. It's good.
Yeah, it's good. Now I need some carbs.
We're selling a lot of that right now.
Noodles covered in cheese.
Yep.
And apparently we get more Fixer Upper. Is that one of the shows that you guys used to watch?
I don't watch that one.
Well, no. That's with the couple from Waco.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't like
Chip and Joanna.
She's hot, but they're freaks.
They're annoying. I hate those two.
She's so good looking, but they're freaks.
Well, she's all right.
And again,
I think she's exotic looking.
They would fix up a $100,000 house
to $140,000 house.
To make it worth $125,000.
I need something.
No.
No.
Yeah, what I learned from that show is the real estate prices in Waco aren't really up there.
No.
Because apparently nobody wants to live there.
Of course you don't.
I don't want to see budget-friendly upgrades.
No.
I want to see cool stuff.
I don't
watch
any of those shows that have those kind.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah, they're doing their own thing.
Yeah. Oh, they made a fortune, man. Yeah, they made a fortune. Yeah. They have their own furniture. You see it.
I think you do see that.
Yeah, they just made a fortune.
I've got real issues. Anytime I see something like that, I just hate it.
Yeah, but it works. It works. I know, because, it works.
Yeah, and the stuff's not bad. I see the home stuff. Right. But then I, like, oh, those people. Yeah. And that's not right.
No.
Yeah, I think the property.
That's on me.
The property brothers have their own line of stuff, too.
They have their own line of stuff, too.
Yeah, and that's on me. I'm sure the stuff is fine.
The property brothers have a country album out. Oh, I saw the video of their song. Fine.
I'm going to listen to that.
It's brutally.
That's not
brutal. Fine. Brutal.
Does Foxworthy still have his line of furniture on?
Yeah. Yeah.
And he didn't even have a...
Is it a hay bale?
A makeover show.
It's a repurpose from old pallets.
No, it's nice couches and recliners.
I know. It's Southern Western That's stuff. Cool.
Yeah.
I know,
yeah. Oh, is that the Foxworthy collection?
It is.
You can get some... La-dee-da. Yeah, you got the Foxworthy collection.
It's some company who made this stuff and then...
That's how you put your name on it.
...stuck his name on it, and said, it's the Jeff Foxworthy stuff.
Oh, yeah. He didn't sit down and design it.
No.
It's thin enough to fit in your trailer.
Yeah, I'm just picturing recliners with a little pouch for the remote on this side. It's probably nicer than that.
Hefty enough to hold your fat uncle.
When Uncle Tug comes to visit.
Yeah, he gets the good chair. Because he's banging your girl.
God, I hope you meet them in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, dude.
I really do, man. And I hope we hear more from the Uncle Tug threesome.
Yeah. Wonder if he'd consider that.
I should say love triangle, because there's obviously not a threesome. The Uncle Tug love triangle. That's a great
It's being
band
pulled
name.
In a certain direction.
Did you see the story about the gentleman from Micronesia? Three men, they were missing. They were sailing among the hundreds of islands of Micronesia. They ran out of fuel, ended up on an uninhabited island.
And ate each other?
No, searchers were looking for him, fortunately, and what they did, they put a big, giant SOS in the sand.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Old school. Wow. Old school. Didn't work for Tom Hanks for 4 years.
Well, but did it?
Well, eventually he got off on his own volition.
Yeah, it wasn't the SOS.
Didn't work for Tom Hanks.
Yeah, these guys wrote SOS. It was a big SOS thing. You know, you can see the picture of it, and they're all good now. They're all safe now.
So you're flying by. How
long were they there?
Let's see, a couple days maybe.
How many dudes?
They were missed three.
But it sounds like I had a general.
Did they start having sex right away in case they're going to be there a while?
No, they had Wilsons.
Know.
They had a bunch of Wilsons.
Oh, man, we should have waited. We're not even gay.
But they're fortunate somebody had a
we
general idea where they were.
Sorry about yesterday, Jim. I thought we'd be here longer.
They weren't just guys in the Pacific Ocean. They were around Micronesia, so that narrows the search a little bit.
Well, to thousands of islands instead of tens of thousands.
Yeah. They might have been there longer than, maybe not 4 years like Tom Hanks.
No, they were just missing since Friday. Yeah.
No, we're here. Come back in a couple days.
Yeah, they had a long weekend in Micronesia.
Yeah, Tom Hanks, the problem there was
they went
off course to fly around the storm, and nobody knew where they were. He was just never going to get found.
That's been re-showing a lot, too. That's a great movie. All right. By the way, Desert Island, maybe not by yourself, sounds pretty good right now.
Yeah, even by yourself.
As long as neither one of you has COVID. And you have a girl there if you're straight, because you and two buddies will be rocking it within 4 days. Jim, let's wait a week at least.
Why?
Good point. Podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Hey, I lost a friend at a golf buddy yesterday, yes, so rest in peace, Randy. I'll miss you.
Yep. That sucks. Come on back. Tomorrow.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.